Sometimes the best tonic for what ails us is medicine never taken. Commentator and doctor David Watts believes in such treatment.
I told him to put the Valium in a locket and wear it around his neck. It was my patient, the psychiatrist, speaking. We had been talking about his own anxiety, mother dying of cancer, a rebellious son, how he might need a little something not to take, to have, just in case. And I thought of my friend and his deep dread of flying, how just to have the Ativan in his pocket let him climb on that plane, as if having something to turn to, even if he never did, was enough. I like doing pharmacy that way. All good effect, no side effect. Fewer chemicals in the body to screw things up, where our own chemicals, called forth the right way, might give us the halcyon we need. I had a patient with palpitations that scared him half to death. I gave him a prescription for a beta blocker and told him to put it in the bathroom cabinet and leave it there. His palpitations went away. Placebo effect, they call it, when the expectation we place on the pill, not the pill itself, brings the desired result. Shelf effect, maybe that's the name for it, when the pill works all the way from the next room. When I need penicillin, no imagined substitute will do, and I can't conjure insulin back from a pancreas shot with diabetes. That's just hard science. But as for matters of the spirit, my psychiatrist patient has his own Ativan now. There's something about sitting down at the desk to write it out longhand, tearing the prescription from its pad and handing it to him, taking it down to the pharmacist who brings forth this amber bottle with the childproof cap and the 25 small white accretions of something wonderful. Something about all that that is just the right amount. I'm sure he filled it. I'm sure he took it home. I imagine he hasn't needed to take any.
Commentator David Watts is a doctor and poet who lives in San Francisco.